It is the after show at froggy101.com. Doc here, Jesse there.
Hi.
Katie over there. Katie, why'd you move away from Jesse? You're pretty far away from her at this point.
Whatever. She's pretty angry today. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Sorry, guys.
A lot of equipment here blocking us. But let's talk on a serious note. We're talking about everything that happened in Orlando, and there's something new Facebook is doing, right?
It's called their safety check feature, and this is interesting. Katie, you, I'm assuming, have friends in Orlando?
Yes. Yesterday, I received an alert stating that a couple of my friends were marked safe. So I guess they get something on their Facebook, and either they can mark safe or not safe.
Now, this is based on your location. And then I started digging around on your phone because I'm fascinated by this. So basically, they have three options. It's not marked, marked safe, marked not safe. And you can go on, like if you know that your friend Jim, say, is in Orlando and he's safe but hasn't checked into Facebook, you can go on and mark him as safe. It's just an interesting way to kind of keep your friends and family in the loop while you're dealing with something major like this.
Now, is this something you have on your phone right now or something you get, like if something were to happen?
You don't need to download it. You probably just don't have any friends in Orlando. That's why you didn't receive the message. Same for me. But they said that this is the first time that this feature has ever been activated in the U.S. It's been activated with like the Paris attacks and things like that. And I guess Mark Zuckerberg was taking a lot of criticism because they said we have all of these major events that happen in the U.S., whether it's storms or flooding or whatever, where you want to find out if your friends and family are safe, you need to activate this feature more. So it is something that you're going to start seeing on Facebook a lot more.
How many friends do you have in Orlando?
About five.
See, that's a lot, though, when you think about it. So when this all happened yesterday, did you, like, just start thinking about?
Well, a couple of them were only visiting for a vacation or the summer. But, yeah, I was definitely concerned about one of my good friends down there.
It's got to be nerve-wracking. And there was a poor woman on TV they were showing yesterday, and I still don't know the end of the story. She has one child. He was in this bar when all this happened. Had not heard from him since Saturday afternoon.
My gosh.
You know? What do you think is going to happen with the bar? What do you think they're going to end up doing with it?
I don't know.
See, I seem to think that it's going to become like a shrine. They'll probably tear it down and make it a memorial. I mean, this is what did you say this morning? The biggest
mass shooting in U.S. history.
In U.S. history.
Yeah.
You know, seeing that as a possibility.
Well, think about that. If you were in that nightclub or if you live in Orlando, would you ever go there again?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Because that's all you're ever going to associate that building with.
Exactly.
Sad.
Right. Usually happy in the after show, but that's what we have for you today. The after show at froggy101.com. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.